But we are down on the bench again with the Hallam guys. Chris Conway, how they're reacting to that goal.
Thanks, Andy. I'm joined by
Rachel Hale.
Rachel Hale from the Hallam Uni team. Rachel, how do you think it's going so far?
I think we're playing well. We seem to be playing them off the park, passing it around them. Scored a lot of goals by taking shots from outside the box. And overall, it's going well.
Do you think Hallam can hang on and sort of secure that victory now?
I think if we keep the ball and not give it away and put it over the top, then yeah, we should be able to hang on.
And who do you think's been your star player so far this game?
I would say Wilco. She's been playing it at wide, over the top, dribbling around players. She's been the best player so far.
And finally, do you think there's more goals to be had? Are you sensing blood now? You want a few more before the game's over, or would you take the result as it is?
I would take the result as it is, but obviously more goals make it more secure for us and means we can actually play our game instead of worrying about opponents throwing ball at the top and just getting a lucky break.
And if you win tonight, how will you be celebrating?
Go and get drunk.
I'm sure you will. Back to you in the studio.
I'm sure she will too. Yeah,
Forge Radio does not endorse binge drink.
We're going back down on pitch side with Chris Conway, with number 10, Kat Davis, who's just come off for Hallam. Chris, over to you.
I am, Andy. Thank you very much. I'm joined by Catherine Davis. How did you find that, Catherine?
It's very, very tiring. I was getting a bit of cramp towards the end of it, but the girls are putting in a massive effort. Hopefully we should come out with a result. It shouldn't be too long left now.
Can Hallam score any more goals, do you think?
Yeah, definitely, especially now I've come off. I think they'll probably score about two or three more now.
Are you the Jonah of the squad?
Yeah, you could say that, I suppose.
You mentioned that the cramp was sort of kicking in there. Is that to do with the pitch? Because it's not the best conditions out there.
Yeah, I'd probably say we've never played on such a big pitch before, but everyone's put in a massive effort to keep going through to the 90 minutes.
Do you fancy Hallam to get a few more before it's over?
We could do with one more, I suppose, yeah.
What about University? You know, do they still look like a threat to you, or do you think it's going to be a comfortable finish now?
They've definitely given us a good game this year. Last year it was a bit of a walkover, and the year before that we won comfortably, but they've definitely given us a better challenge this year.
One final question for you. Who's been your player? Who's been your star player today for your team?
I don't think I could pick one out. Everyone's just put in an absolute massive effort. It means so much to the girls. Just a win means so much to everyone. I couldn't single one out. Everyone's done an absolutely awesome job today.
Thank you very much for that. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. That was Kat Jones.
Post-match reaction from, I think, it's the Uni captain about the result. Chris Conway, over to you.
Thanks, Dale. I'm with Nat, the coach of Sheffield Uni's girls team. Nat, what went wrong today, do you think?
We were the underdogs, I know that, because obviously they're Hallam. And we went out being very, very nervous. And I think they played really hard. We struggled on fitness. And we've had a good run in through the cup and things like that. I think it was a big stadium, underdogs. It just got to them, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, sort of, they went ahead first. And then Jess Kay got that absolutely wonderful equaliser. At that point, did you think, we might win this?
Yeah, for some reason, I thought, oh, here we go. We've got it. But then, after the second goal, that's it. Game over for us, I think. But they tried really hard, they played the socks off, they've done really well for me.
For live coverage, for build-up of the men's firsts, I think Chris Conway, he's trying to get some words from the manager. Chris,
hi,
you there?
Yeah, hi Dale, I'm with Jordan, the manager of Hallam University's women's team. Jordan, could that have gone any better for you?
Well, could have done without conceding the goal, no, but apart from that, yeah, really, really well. Girls played well, did what I asked them to do, more importantly, but yeah, played really well.
Is that something, you know, this result today, is that something you'll look to build on now in your next game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just looking at the squad we've got out today, there's only, I think, four of the starting 11 were third years, so the rest we've got all second and first years, so we've got a lot to build on next year.
Fantastic. Quick comment on sort of the pitch today. It wasn't the best, but do you think that sort of affected the team? If it had been tip-top, could you have gotten a few more goals, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, the pitch was a little bit hard, but apart from that, I mean, it rolled fairly well, but like you say, the pitch wasn't cracking, but I think both teams played it to the best of their abilities, so I don't think it affected it that much.
And obviously fitness came into it later stages. Yeah. What impact did the subs have, if any?
Well, I think especially Laura Hodgson, when she came on, and played in midfield, and it gave us an extra boost in that midfield where people had been running obviously all game, legs started going. She came on and livened it up a bit, but yeah, worked really well.
Yous went ahead first, and then Uni came back, equalised. At that point, did you think, oh, what am I going to have to do here? Am I going to have to make changes, or did you stay sort of calm and cool?
No, I tried to stay calm and cool. I mean, you don't take nothing away from Uni. Their goal was a cracking goal. I thought we kind of panicked a little bit once we conceded, and stopped playing our game. But as soon as we started playing our game again, I thought the girls did really well.
And how will you be celebrating that win tonight?
Well, I understand that these lot are all going out in their shirts, so I might have to join in with them.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Jordan. Back to you up there in the studio.
Thank you for that one, Chris. Chris busily scooting around trying to get the post-match...